主的弟兄姐妹们，大家平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters in Christ.
时间过得很快，今天是我和师母呢最后一个主日呢，在你们当中。
Time flies. This is the last Sunday I will be with you, Mrs. Tan, and I will be with you last Sunday.
那么再过六天呢，我们就要结束我们在这里呢四个月的这个服事哈。
In six more days, we are about to conclude and finish the service we have here.
那当我们回顾呢，这过去四个月来，在你们当中
，thinking back, the last 4 months, that we were here with you.
那我们要感谢神呢，带领我们来到你们当中呢，与大家一起的认识哈。
We want to thank God for His leading to you to get to know you.
能够一起的团契，一起的这个。分享一起的这个服事
that we can worship together and fellowship and serve together.
那我们心中呢是充满着欢喜
and our heart full of joy.
那过去这个四个月来呢，我们不敢说我们做了什么
We wouldn't dare to say that we have accomplished much in the last 4 months.
那我们要谢谢呢，大家对我们的这个爱顾与支持。
And we do want to thank you for your love and caring.
那我们
and support.
那我们有什么做不对的地方呢？也请大家原谅哈。
If anything we have done, wrongly, we ask for the forgiveness.
那四个月呢，是一个很短的这个时间哈。
4 months is really a short time.
那如今要离开教会和弟兄姐妹，那当然我们心里呢是有点不舍哈。
So it is really hard to say goodbye now that we're leaving you.
那这也是我过去呢这个28年来呢在一个教会最短的一段时间哈。
This is considering I served the church for 28 years. This is the shortest time I have been with a church.
我第一间教会在马来西亚呢，我们一共服侍了11年。
The first church we served in Malaysia, I served there for 11 years.
那第二间教会在这个 Dallas 呢，我们一共服侍了大概18年哈。
The second church we served in Dallas, we served there for 18 years.
那这是我们第三间，虽然是不是很正式哈，但是也算是正式在你们当中一起的这个服侍短短的四个月。
So this is the third church, although it's informal, but nevertheless, we served here for 4 months.
那当我在思考说今天在最后一个主日要向大家传讲信息的时候
，So when I'm thinking about what would be the sermon message I'm gonna to give you,
那我想到呢，保罗在哥林多后书呢13章11节对哥林多教会。末了切勉的话。
I remember that at the end of the Second Corinthians, what Paul said to the Church of Corinth.
那我相信呢，保罗这段话呢，对我们来讲，也是非常好，也是非常重要的这个切勉。
I believe what Paul said there is also a very important and good for us today.
那所以我要以这段话呢，与大家彼此的这个勉励。
So I would like to use this his words for the exhortation today.
那我虽然是只有一节的这个经文哈。
Although it's only one verse.
不晓得不能。OK， 那我刚才呢，我们这个Samantha姐妹已经为我们读了
So Sister Samantha has read that for us.
因为我们只有一节经文呢，我想我们一起来读一下，好不好
？So since there's only one verse, why don't we read it together?
我还有末了的话，愿弟兄们多喜乐，要做完全人，要受安慰，要同心合意，要彼此和睦。如此仁爱平和平的神必常与你们同在。英文的。
Finally, brothers and sisters, rejoice, strive for full restoration, encourage one another, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you.
我们知道呢，保罗呢写了两封书信给这个哥林多教会哈。
We know Paul wrote two letters to the Church of Corinth.
就是哥林多前后书
，which is the First and Second Corinthians.
那保罗呢写给哥林多教会呢的这个目的呢就是要纠正他们 他们当中的一切的这个错误哈。
The main purpose for Paul to write that letter to the Church of Corinth is to correct some errors in the, among them.
那么在哥林多前书里面呢，保罗提到当时哥林多的教会哈，虽然他们有很多的这个恩赐，但是呢，他们却不成熟哈。
So in 1 Corinthians, we see that Paul wrote the letter to them because the Church of Corinth, though they have a lot of gifts, spiritual gifts, but they are, but nevertheless they are immature.
那么他们当中呢有这个彼此借党的这个问题。
So among them there are divisions and quarrels.
那有淫乱的这个问题。
Problem of adultery.
并且呢，这个基督徒与基督徒弟兄与弟兄之间呢彼此告状的这个问题。
And Christians, brothers and sisters, suing each other.
那么还有呢，他们也不相信这个死人复活的这个问题等等。
And some of them do not even believe the dead can be risen again.Can be alive again.
那么在哥林多后书呢，我们看到呢，有人呢攻击保罗哈。
So in 2 Corinthians, we see that there are people attacked Paul.
那么从这两封书信来看呢，这是一间充满着各种问题的这个教会哈。
So from these two letters, we can see this is a church full of problems.
那我想到我们的教会呢，跟这个哥林多教会比较起来呢。我们感谢主，我们还没有这么多的这个问题哈。
Considering our church, comparing that to our church to Church of Corinth, and thankfully we don't have that many problems.
那么虽然哥林多教会呢充满着这么多的这个问题哈。
Although Church of Corinth is was full of these problems.
但是呢，保罗仍然爱他们。
But Paul still loved them.
关心他们。
Care for them.
并且为他们祷告
and pray for them.
那么也写了这两封书信呢给他们
and then he also wrote these two letters to them
来纠正他们的错误
to correct their errors.
那并且呢把这个真理呢教导他们
and teach them the truth.
那我想呢这也是我们今天呢对教会应当有的这个态度
and I think this is also what we should have the kind of attitude we should have toward our church.
那当我们看到教会的问题的时候
when we see the problems in the church,
我们不是在那不只是在那里呢或者这个批评论断或者呢埋怨
we should not only complain or judge or criticize.
我们更应当呢，存着这个爱心啊，关怀的心呢，来为教会祷告。
Rather, in addition, we should to pray for the church with love and care.
那么，我们盼望我们能够学像保罗一样呢，不成为教会问题的一部分，而能够成为解决教会问题的一部分。
So we hope that we can be like Paul, not be part of the problem, but be part of the solution.
那当我们读这个哥林多前后书的时候呢
？So when we read First and Second Corinthians,
我们看到的保罗给他们许多的这个教导。
We see that Paul has gave them many teachings.
都是非常宝贵的。
Those are very precious.
那但是呢，他写到最后呢，他就对他们说哈。
But when he comes to the last part of the letter.He said this.
我还有末了的话，愿弟兄们都喜乐，要做完全人，要受安慰，要同心合一，要彼此和睦。如此仁爱和平的神必常与你们同在。
He said this. Finally, brothers and sisters, rejoice, strive for full restoration, encourage one another, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and the peace will be with you.
我们看到的保罗呢，按照这个圣灵给他的感动哈。
So, based on the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
他最后呢，再把几件呢重要、非常重要的事呢，再提醒和劝勉，哥林多教会的弟兄姐妹哈。
So at the very end, Paul gave the Church of Corinth some very important final instructions.
虽然他已经讲了很多哈，你看这个哥林多前后书都非常长，比较其他的书信都非常长哈。
So you know he has said a lot. If you look at the first and second Corinthians, they are the longer letters among Paul's letters.
那但保罗呢，就好像一个关心自己孩子的父母一样哈。
But Paul is like a parents who cares for their children.
那么最后呢，再以几件呢重要的事呢提醒和劝勉他们。
So at the very end, he reminded them with some very important things.
那我相信呢，当我们今天呢，对我们来讲也是非常好的这个劝勉。
I think this is also to us today a very good exhortation.
那首先呢，他提到说，我们要喜乐哈。
First of all, it says that rejoice.
那保罗说，愿弟兄们都喜乐，当然也包括姐妹了，不只是弟兄们哈，弟兄姐妹们，我们都要喜乐。
So Paul here says, brothers and sisters, rejoice.
那为什么保罗在这个首先呢，就劝勉他们要喜乐
？So why does Paul remind tell them to be rejoice？
我相信呢，知道就那要他们知道呢，我们所信靠的神呢是美好的，是信实的。
So I think he want us to know that the God we trust, we believed in, who is good and faithful.
那是所业施慈爱的神哈，是永远不改变的神。
Who is faithful and merciful, and he's never changing.
那么就好像这个诗篇诗人所说的哈，他说：“你们要尝尝主恩的滋味，便知道他是美善的，投靠他的人是有福的。”
Just like what Psalms said in Psalms, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in Him.
那而且我们从圣经也知道说，这个喜乐的心呢，一个对我们身心灵的健康也是重要的。
And from the Bible, we also know a joyful heart is very good, very important to our health, spiritually and emotionally.
那么这个箴言书这么说哈，喜乐的心乃是良药，忧伤的灵呢，使骨枯干哈。
So that's why in Proverbs it says this, a cheerful heart is good medicine, but a crushing spirit dries up the bones.
那么但今天我们有没有这个喜乐的心呢？
But do you have the joyful heart in today?
我们又怎样能够在这个忙碌的这个生活当中，在充满着许多的这个事情的当中呢，能够常常喜乐呢？
How can we be continuous to be joyful when we are in a very busy schedule?
那这是有时候我们会觉得说很多的事情呢令我们烦恼。
And very often we feel that the things is causing us they're troubling us.
那我但是我在这里呢要提两点跟大家的一起的这个提醒和勉励。
So I want to give you 2 points as a reminder to you.
我想呢，第一呢，就是我们要存这个感恩的心哈。
First, we like to I want to encourage you to have a thankful heart.
那当我来到美国的时候呢，我才知道说有这个感恩节哈。
I came to know about this Thanksgiving holiday only when I came to after I came to United States.
那我想呢，我们都会同意，就是说这是在美国一个很好的这个传统哈的这个节日。
I think we can all agree that this is a very good tradition in the United States.
每一年呢，至少说有一次能够提醒我们呢，能够向神来感恩哈。
So at least once a year, it reminds us to give thanks to God.
那但我想呢，如果我们一年当中只有一次想到神的恩典，向神感恩。
However, I think if we only give thanks to God once a year.
那这是不足够的。
That is insufficient.
我想我们应当呢，天天的能够想到神的恩典，天天的来向神感恩哈。
We should think about the grace of God every day and give thanks to God.
那保罗劝勉我们说，凡事要奉我们主耶稣基督的名，常常感谢父神哈。
So Paul reminded us to give thanks to God in the name of Jesus.
那当我们晓得感恩的时候呢，我相信呢，我们的心中呢，自然会充满这个喜乐。
So I think if we have a thankful heart, we will have the joyful heart every day.
那我们不会看我们所没有的。
We will not look at the things we don't have.
我们能够看到我们所拥有的。
But to see what we have been given.
那我不晓得说你们早上醒来的时候呢，你第一件所做的事情是什么哈？
I don't know what's the first things you do after you wake up in the morning.
或者你首先想到的是什么
？Or what you, what come to your mind, first, after you wake up?
那或许呢？因为今天呢，我们大家都有这个智能的这个手机哈。
Probably because we all have smartphones now, everyone today.
可能我们第一次我们一睁眼起来的时候就就拿这个手机来看哈。
Probably the first thing we do is to turn on the smartphone and look at what's in there.
那但是呢，我想一件可以我们可以做的，就是说能够想到神赐给我们的这个新的一天呢，能够来向神感恩哈。
So maybe the first we can learn is to give thanks for this new days that God has given us and give thanks to God.
那第二呢，就是说我们要常来依靠神哈。
Our second things is that we should trust and or rely upon God.
那保罗呢，在腓立比书呢，那里劝勉腓立比的信徒说，你们要靠主常常喜乐。
So in Philippians, Paul said this: Rejoice in the Lord always.
那我想我们都有这个软弱，都有这个困难的这个时刻哈。
I think we have the moments of weakness, and we also times that we have doubts.
甚至我们有伤心的这个时刻。
Or sometimes we are sad.
我们就要学习来依靠主哈。
We need to learn to rely on the Lord.
能够将我们的重担、将我们的惧怕、将我们的忧虑呢，来交托给他哈。
So casting our burdens, our worries, our fears, to Him.
那我们才能够来，才能常常的喜乐。
And then we can be joy, rejoice always.
相信你们都知道，说今天我和这个陈师母呢，我们将会到这个回去，返回这个亚洲特别在大陆哈服事。
So many of you already knew that Mrs. Tan and I will be going back to Asia and serve there.
刚才我在开始的时候也没有我再讲一下，就是说，我们这个六月，这个七月一号回去，我们先回到这个Dallas 的地方。
So maybe I just sidetrack a little bit. We'll be going back to Dallas in after June.
那么在处理家里的一些事情，然后在这个八月初或者八月中的时候，我们就要返回这个亚洲哈。
So we'll have take some time to take care of the home and then.In August, we'll be going to Asia.
那么在这个七月23号的时候呢，我以前的这个牧养的这个教会呢，他们将会有为我们做一个这个差遣礼了。
So in at the end of the July
23rd,
the 23rd, the church I pastored in Dallas will have a ceremony of sending me off.
当然，可惜就是说离你们太远，不然我就可以也邀请你们一起去参加哈。
Unfortunately, so far away from you, otherwise I would invite you all to go to attend that ceremony.
那当然，我们对于我们这一次呢，要回去这个亚洲呢，回去这个服事呢，也是可以说对我们来讲呢，也是充满着很多也心中也是有一点的这个负担，也有一些的这个挂历哈。
So returning back to Asia to us also put some burdens and worries into our hearts.
那么心中也有些惧怕。
And of course we have some fears in our hearts too.
那不晓得会是怎样哈。
Because we don't know what's ahead of us.
那但感谢神呢，我们能够把这一些的这个重担、这些忧虑和这些惧怕呢，能够交托给神。
But we give thanks to God that we have the privilege to cast our burdens on Him.
那也因着这样呢，我们就不需要说继续的来担忧，或者说来有这个背负做这样的一个重担哈。
So then we don't have to continuously to carry on to carry this burdens and worries ourselves.
那我也能够以这个喜乐的心来面对哈。
So we can face up to this future with a joyful heart.
所以这是两点呢，跟大家有时候我们讲能够有这个喜乐的，要怎样有这个喜乐呢？能够长存感恩的心，也能够常常的来依靠神。
So these are the two points I would like to remind you be joyful always. That is one, to have a thankful heart always, and also trust in the Lord always.
那第二呢？他这里讲说要做完全人哈。
And then Paul continued to say that strive for full restoration.
那么这个英文的这个翻译呢，就比较接近这个原文哈的这个意思，就是说我们要。要这个是有这个字呢，是有这个纠正或者修复的这个意思哈，把原本呢错误的这个地方或者有缺陷的这个地方呢修复过来哈，以达到这个完全的这个意思。
So the NIV translation is express the true meaning probably better, which has the original meaning has this carries the meaning of correction or repair.That is to correct the error or repair damage.
那我想呢，这对哥林多的教会的信徒也是非常好的这个劝勉哈。
I think this is also a very good exhortation to Church of Corinth.
因为呢，他们在很多地方呢，他们需要纠正，也有很多的关系呢，需要修复哈。
Because they have many errors need to be corrected, and a lot of relationship needs to be restored.
所以今天呢，这句话呢，对我们来讲呢，我们一方面呢，当然呢，我们要感谢神哈，感谢神他的带领和供应去保守。
So on the one hand, we need to give thanks to God for His guidance.
那但是另一方面呢，我们也要反省一下哈，我们在那里有偏差或者差错的地方没有哈。
But we also need to reflect upon ourselves whether we have error or mistakes.
或者我们与神与人的关系如何？
So we also need to think about the relationship, our relationship with God and with others.
那么我们的言语行为如何？
And we need to look at how we look at our words and deeds.
那如果我们有差错的地方呢，就要把它纠正过来，就要把它如果与人的关系不合的地方呢，我们都要把它修复过来。
So if we have errors, we need to correct it. If we have the bad relationship, we need to restore them.
那当然，这个和合本的中文和合本的翻译呢，他把它翻译成要做完全人哈。
In Chinese Union Bible, it translates this sentence as to be perfect or become.A perfect person.
那我想呢，今天我们在这个在今天呢，在这个世上，我们是要达到完全无罪的境界，这是不可能的。
I don't think we can achieve this sinless life in this world.
我们如今呢，在这个世上呢，是在一个成圣的这个过程哈。
So in this world, we are in the process of sanctification.
只有当那一天呢，当我们见主的时候呢，我们才得以完全无罪哈，才能够得荣耀。
So only on the day that we see Jesus again, we will have that glory and we can be sinless completely.
那这不是不是说我们就要放弃追求呢
？But is it saying that we need to give up this pursuit of sinless life?
那不是的哈，圣经呢常常劝勉我们要追求生命上的这个成长。
No, actually, Bible encourages us to pursue this the growth of our spiritual life.
那我们基督徒的这个目标是什么呢
？So what's the goal of Christian life?
那么在以弗所书呢第四章十三节告诉我们说，我们认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的这个身量。
So in Book of Ephesians it says this. We all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of.The Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ.
这里保罗呢强调的就是说，我们不要再做属灵的婴孩。
So what Paul emphasis here, Paul is saying that let us not be the spiritual baby anymore.
我们要继续不断的追求长进。
But to pursue the growth,
使我们的生命呢越来越成熟哈。
So that our life can be mature,
become mature.
越来越像我们的主耶稣基督。
Be more like Christ Jesus.
那这里有三方面呢，我觉得说我们是要追求长进。
So there are three areas I think we need to grow.
那第一方面呢，就是这个属灵的这个知识。
First is the spiritual knowledge.
我们知道呢，从保罗的书信知道呢，当时的信徒呢，很多时候呢，在信仰和行为上呢有所偏差。
So from the letters, we know that there are many brothers and sisters. They made mistakes in their faith or in their life.
原因呢，乃是因为他们不明白或者没有这个属灵的知识。
And the root cause is that they don't know the spiritual. They don't have the spiritual knowledge.
那所以保罗在他的书信当中呢，常常用这几个字哈，岂不知哈，来教导他们。
So,
就好像这个罗马书第六章第三节所讲的哈，岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人呢，是受洗归入他的死吗
？So Paul often used words such as "or don't you know" to start a sentence, just like what he wrote in the book of Rome, chapter 6, verse 3.He says this, or don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death?
那保罗写这一句话呢，原因乃是因为当时的这个信徒仍然继续的活在这个罪恶的当中。
Paul wrote this because brothers and sisters, they still continue to live in sin.
那保罗就要他们知道，岂不知哈？我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人是受洗归入他的死哈。我们是以我们当我们受洗的时候，我们是与耶稣基督同死。
So Paul wrote here to remind them that we were baptized, we were baptized into Christ Jesus and baptized into his death.
那所以呢，我们不应当的继续活在的这个罪恶的当中哈。
So we should not continue to live in a sinful to live a sinful life.
所以呢，属灵的这个知识是重要的哈。
So the spiritual knowledge is very important.
那当我们能够真的是我们需要更多的明白圣经上真理的这个教导哈。
So we need to know more about the teaching that through Bible.
那这需要我们每天呢自己读圣经。
We need to study Bible ourselves daily.
或者呢，教会有开办这个成人的这个主日学。
Or through the adult Sunday school.
或者呢，这个团契里面有这个团契的这个查经。
Or through the Bible study in different fellowships.
那这都能够帮助我们在属灵的知识上的长进。
And this can help us to grow in the spiritual knowledge.
那当然，这个属灵的知识不是我们的这个目的哈。
But of course, knowledge is not our end, the goal.
那目的呢，乃是能够让我们。不只是说懂的，也能够去实行。
The purpose is not only for us to know, but to live out.
那第二方面呢？
So secondly,
就是属灵的这个品德。
That is spiritual characters.
我们知道说，在属灵的知识上长进还是不足够的。
So we know that only growing in the spiritual knowledge is not enough.
我们也需要在属灵的这个品德上的长进。
We also need to grow in our spiritual characters.
我们不要在属灵的知识上呢懂得很多，头大大，但是却没有生命的这个见证。
We should not have abundant knowledge, but we don't have the life testimony.
那我们怎样在属灵的这个品德上有长进呢？
How can we grow in the spiritual character?
那保罗呢，在加拉太书告诉我们说，圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。
So in Galatians, it tells us that, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearing, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
那当我们愿意在当我们在这个生活当中呢，愿意顺服圣灵的感动与带领呢，这些品德呢，就能彰显在我们的生命当中。
So when we are willing to yield to the leading of Holy Spirit, these type of characters who can grow and manifest itself in our life.
例如呢，当有人得罪我们的时候
，For example, when people offended us.
我们很自然的反应就会记恨在心。
Our natural response is to remember them and keep the grudge.
但是圣灵啊感动我们。
But Holy Spirit moved us and touched us.
提醒我们这是不对的。
And remind us this is not right things to do.
那我们应当原谅对方。
We need to forgive others.
那如果我们愿意顺服圣灵的感动而去原谅对方的话。
So if we are willing to obey the Holy Spirit to forgive others.
那我们的生命呢至少就结出这个仁爱喜乐和平的这个果子。
So our life can bear the fruit of joy and peace, the love, joy and peace.
因为借助你的这个原谅呢，你向对方显示了你的这个爱心。
Because through your forgiveness, you have demonstrated your love to others.
那对你自己而言呢，你也重新得回这个喜乐的心。
And to yourself, you regain back this, gain back this joyful heart.
因为如果你记恨在心的话，一个有记恨在心的人呢，他不会有这个喜乐的。
Because if you have the bitterness in your heart, you will have no joy.
那还有呢，借助你的这个饶恕或者这个原谅呢，在彼此之也在彼此之间的关系上呢，成就了和平和这个和睦。
And through your forgiveness, you have bring back the peace between you and the other person.
所以很重要的就是说，我们要顺服这个圣灵的感动和带领。
So the important thing is we need to follow the leading of Holy Spirit.
那以致在我们的生命当中呢，能够结出这个圣灵的果子来。
So that we can bear a spiritual fruit in our life.
那最后呢，也是讲到这个圣灵的这个恩赐。
And lastly, we talk about the spiritual gift.
那么我们也要在属灵的这个恩赐上呢有长进。
We need to grow in the spiritual gifts.
那按圣经的教导呢，每一个圣徒呢，每一个基督徒呢，都有圣灵所赐的某些方面的这个恩赐。
So Bible is teaching us that all Christians have some sort of spiritual gift.
我们就要好好的这个来操练，来好好的去使用。
So we need to use them well.
使当我们的恩赐呢，能够成为别人的祝福，成为教会的祝福。
So our gift become the blessing of others, become the blessing of for the church.
那彼得劝勉我们说，个人要照着所得的恩赐呢，彼此服侍，做神百般恩赐的好管家。
So that's why Peter encouraged us, saying that each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others and faithful, as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms.
那但愿我们能够在属灵的知识上、品德上、恩赐上的有长进，使我们的生命呢越来越成熟哈，越来越像我们的主耶稣基督。
So may we can grow in the knowledge, in spiritual knowledge, spiritual characters, and spiritual gifts, so that our life can become mature and be more like Christ.
那第三呢，这个保罗也劝勉我们，就是说要受安慰或者鼓励哈。
And thirdly, Paul says here to encourage one another.
那么保罗这句话呢，就是对有时候那些在受患难当中的弟兄姐妹们讲的。
So Paul says this to those people who are suffering.
甚至那些那些已经犯了罪并且认罪悔改的人。
Or even to those people who sinned but repent.
那保罗劝他们要受安慰鼓励哈。
So Paul tell them to be encouraged.
那为什么呢？
But why?
那因为呢，当我们在这个在这个患难当中，如果我们不受安慰鼓励的话。
Because if we are in suffering and we don't want to be comforted or encouraged,
那我们就会跌入更深的这个痛苦当中。
We will drift into deeper sadness and pain.
那谁也帮不了我们。
And then no one can actually help us and pull us out.
那神怎样安慰鼓励我们呢？
How God comfort or encourage us?
那神常常借助他的话语，就是圣经哈。
Often he encourages us through his word, that is Bible.
也借助这个圣灵在我们心中的这个感动。
Or through the Holy Spirit working in our heart.
还有借助弟兄姐妹们对我们的这个劝勉。
And through the encouragement of our brothers and sisters.
那有时呢，当我们在这个痛苦当中的时候，
Sometimes when we are in pain,
我们会想会什么都不想做。
Sometimes we don't want to do anything.
啊，不想读圣经祷告。
We don't want to read the Bible nor pray.
我们不想参加聚会。
We don't want to attend the meetings.
我们也不想与弟兄姐妹来往。
And we don't want to engage brothers and sisters.
但实际上呢，我们还是需要读经祷告。
But in fact, we still need the prayer and reading Bible.
我们还是需要聚会弟兄姐妹们来往。
We still need the fellowship with brothers and sisters.
因为呢，神才能够借助他的话语来鼓励安慰我们。
And then God can use His words to encourage and comfort us.
那弟兄姐妹也能够来帮助我们。
And then brothers and sisters have an opportunity to help you.
那第四呢，我们要同心合意。
And fourthly, we need to be of one mind.
那么这是对于哥林多教会来讲呢，这是他们最迫切的这个需要。
And to Church of Corinth, this is most critical, urgent need.
因为在他们当中呢，有许多这个纷争戒党的这个事情。
Because there are divisions and quarrels among them.
那保罗呢，在这里讲到说。他说弟兄们啊，我借着我们主耶稣基督的名劝你们都说一样的话，你们中间也不可分党，只要一心一意彼此相合，因为各来是家里的人曾对我提起弟兄们说你们中间有纷争，我的意思就是你们个人说我是属保罗的，我是属亚波罗的，我是属基法的，我是属基督的，基督是分开的吗？保罗为你们钉了十字架吗？你们是奉保罗的名受了洗吗？
So Paul wrote here, I appeal to you, brothers and sisters, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree with one another in that you say, and there will be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly united in mind and thoughts. My brothers and sisters, some from Chloe's household have informed me that there are quarrels among you. What I mean is this, one of you says, I follow Paul, another I follow Apollos, another I follow Caiaphas, still another, I follow Christ. Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Were you baptized into, in the name of Paul?
那我们看到这个哥林多教会的信徒呢，因着呢各自拥护自己喜欢的这个领袖了，而起了这个纷争。
So we see that people in the Church of Corinth, they start have quarreling and divisions because they support different leaders among them.
那这是非常可惜的。
And this is very pitiful.
那今天我们会不会有同样的问题呢？
Can we have the same problem in church today?
那今天我们对我们教会的领袖应当有怎样的看法呢
？How should we look at the church leaders among us?
那首先呢，我们应当知道说他们都是神的这个仆人哈。
First of all, we need to know they are all servants of God.
我们要把他们看得合乎中道。
We need to treat them properly.
那我们不要把他不需要把他们看好像像神一样。
So we need not to look at them as if they are God.
那当然我们也不轻视或者不贬低他们。
And of course we should not look down upon any one of them.
那第二呢，他们都有不同的优点和缺点。
And they all have different strength and weakness.
那包括我今天作为一个牧师的，我知道说我有我的这个缺点和优点。
As a pastor, I know that I also have my own weakness and also my strength.
所以我们就要欣赏他们的优点。我们一方面呢要欣赏他们的优点。
So on the one hand, we need to appreciate their strength.
那么但是在他们的缺点上呢，我们能够给予支持。
And compliment and help them in their weakness.
那第三呢，我们要与他们一起的配搭。
And thirdly, we need to serve with them together.
那么能够同心合意来兴旺神的这个福音。
So we can do the evangelism together with one mind.
那最后保罗说要和睦哈。
And lastly, God says, live in peace.
要彼此和睦。
Live in peace with each other.
那当然了，为什么要彼此和睦呢？
So why do we need to live in peace?
那保罗在这里呢说哈，因为我们的这个神呢是仁爱和平的神哈。
Paul here says, because the God we have is a God of love and peace.
Okay, 我们所相信的、所敬拜的、所服侍的这位神呢，是和平啊、仁爱和平的神哈。
Paul here says that and the God of love, peace, is the God that we believed in.
意思就是说呢，神喜悦仁爱和平哈。
That means that God like peace and love.
那当我们能够意思就是说呢，当我们不能够和睦的时候呢
？So, in other words, if we cannot live in peace,
或者说我们如果说只有当我们这里特别讲到说，只有当我们能够彼此和睦的时候呢，这仁爱和平的神呢，必常与我们同在。
So here it actually says that only when we can live in peace and the God will be with us.
那当然呢，我们可以说呢，神一方面来讲呢，神就是常与我们同在。
On the one hand, we can say that God is with us all the time.
那但是呢，当我们愿意顺服他的这个教导，而能够彼此和睦的时候
，But on the other hand, we know that when we are willing to submit ourselves to Him and live in peace with others,
神呢能够神更要以特别的这个方式呢，来把自己显明出来哈。
So God can, and then God can show Himself in a very special way.
那当人在我们当中的时候
，So, that when we are among people,
no, when people come to our midst.
So, when people come into come into us,
那也能够体验，就能够看到神的这个与我们同在。
Then people can see the presence of God among us.
所以，如果我们说我们真的是弟兄姐妹不能够和睦同居的话
，So if we cannot live in peace and with brothers and sisters，
我们就要失去神的这个同在。
And then we may just lose the presence of God。
所以弟兄姐妹们哈
，So brothers and sisters，
让我们反省一下哈
，So let's reflect upon ourselves。
那我们有没有常常的靠主喜乐呢
？Have we be joyful always？In the name of the Lord,
我们有没有追求长进呢
？Have we seek for the growth？
我们有没有彼此鼓励呢
？Have we encouraged each other？
我们有没有与人同心服事呢
？Have we served in one mind with others？
我们有没有与人和睦相处呢
？Have we lived in peace with others？
那如果有的话，我们真的是要感谢主哈。
If we did, then we want to give thanks to God.
那么如果没有的话呢
？If we are still lacking in this area，
我相信神，我们所信号的这位神是赐给我们机会的神哈。
And we believe that God would believe, the God we believe would, is willing to give us a second chance。
我们能够来到神面前来求，来向他来祈求哈。
We can come before Him and ask for these。
那如果说我们在任何一方面没有做到的。
If there are anything that we are still not, we have not achieved the goal,
我们求神来帮助。
We pray that God can help us.
所以这是我最后一次呢，当然我盼望说以后再有这个机会，再有机会来到你们当中。
Of course, I hope I have another opportunities to come among you, but this is the last time I preach to you.
那相信我们还有机会。
I believe we still have time. I have other opportunities.
那这在这里呢，我要也要谢谢这个教会哈。
And today here I also want to give thanks to the church.
因为这次在我们要回去这个亚洲服事，你们也愿意来支持我们哈。
That because you are willing to support us in our Asian ministry.
那我们相信呢，当我们如果说真的是我们有路过这里的时候
，And I believe if we have the opportunity to pass by your town, your city here.
那我肯定的会和师母呢也会来到你们当中哈。
Obviously, we will join you again.
那能够与大家来分享勉励哈。
And we can share and encourage with you again.
那我想这是我最后呢要留下来的跟大家的这个经文哈。
So this is the Bible verses I want to left behind.
那让我们最后再一起读 读一遍哈。
So let's read it again together.
我还有末了的话，
愿
弟兄能
都
喜乐，要做完全人，要受安慰，要同心合意，要彼此和睦。如此仁爱和平的神必常与你们同在。 Finally, brothers and sisters, rejoice, strive for full restoration, encourage one another, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. 我们一起祷告。天父上帝，我满心感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we give thanks to you.
今天你在借助你的话语来提醒我们。
You reminded us again with your words.
让我们能够靠主能够常常喜乐。
So we can be joyful, relying upon you.
能够来追求作为一个完全人。
And we can seek to be perfect.
也能够彼此的这个鼓励
，and we can encourage one another，
能够彼此的同心合意来兴旺你的福音。
We can be of one mind to do your evangelist's work，
也能够彼此的和睦同居
，and we can live in peace。
知道当我们这样行的时候
，we know that when we do this，
你必与我们同在
，and you will be with us。
天父啊，感谢你让孩儿和师母这过去这个四个月来有机会跟弟兄在这里的弟兄姐妹一起的这个团契分享和配搭服事。
Heavenly Father, we also give thanks to you for you allowed Mrs. Tan and I to serve together with brother and sister here.
还也将他们这个教会的弟兄姐妹们都完全的仰望交托。
And we committed the church, the brothers and sisters in your hand.
恳求天父你继续的看顾保守他们。
May you continuously to keep them safe.
能够继续有一颗爱主爱人的心。
Continue to have a loving and caring heart.
继续的有这个信靠你的心。
And the hearts to trust in you.
并且长存着盼望。
And hold on to that hope always.
相信天父你自己要为他们预备一个合适的牧者在他们当中来继续的牧养带领他们。
We pray, we believe that you will prepare a proper, a suitable pastor to continue to pastor the church here.
我满心感谢你。
We give thanks to you.
我们将祷告乃是奉靠主耶稣圣名求的。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.